You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Good morning. So good to see everyone here. And warning to you online if you're watching us or at a later time. This morning I want to talk about hearing the sound. And does anyone remember when they were a child, they may have been at home minding their own business when suddenly they heard the sound of the ice cream truck coming near their house? Well, let me tell you, the scramble began. Running up to any parent in the house, have you got any loose change? My brother used to keep a stash in his room, running in there if I couldn't find any. And grabbing the money, running outside before the van went away, and then being able to get your favourite ice cream, which for me, hands down, was the soft serve with a flake dipped in chocolate. Sprinkles, optional extra. The other thing I've discovered in the warmer months is that sometimes I get woken up by a noise in the middle of the night, this noise that I suddenly hear. It's an annoying noise of a mosquito buzzing around my head. Well, I tell you, I jump out of bed so fast, I turn on the bedside lamp and I get into a ninja stance warrior mode, and I cannot rest until I find that mosquito and send it on to mosquito heaven. I actually keep a spray, the insect spray, on beside my bed for this very occasion. And I look around until I can see it, and then it's like, and it's gone. And I have to, of course, do all this in stealth mode with the mute button on so as to not wake other people in the household. Maybe there are sounds that you have heard this morning. I'm sure we've all heard sounds. Maybe you've heard sounds of children arguing over who got the biggest piece of chocolate or the last piece of cake, or teenagers arguing over or fighting over the remote. Maybe you've heard a sound of a report that you weren't expecting. Or maybe a situation has arose that you've heard the sound that you weren't of change that you weren't expecting. What other sounds do we hear this morning? You know, in the Bible, men, women and children heard different sounds. They may have heard something of marching. They may have heard sounds of a battle cry. They may have heard sounds of rattling. They may have heard the trumpet sound blast. But let me encourage you, these sounds initiated by God are always for a purpose. The sounds of relationship for connection and restoration. The sound of his presence for direction and peace. The sound of strategy for breakthrough and victory. The sounds of restoration for salvation, hope and purpose. This morning, I want to look at the sound of relationship, the Lord God walking towards us. In Genesis 3:8, it says this, Adam and Eve heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Imagine Adam and Eve there in the garden when suddenly they hear relationship. They hear connection coming towards them. The Lord God looking for them because he wanted to talk with them. They heard the sound of his footsteps walking towards them. Remember, his word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Being in the cooler day, there may have been a stillness. And sometimes we need that stillness to break through the noise so we can hear the voice of God. Being in the cool of the day, there may have been a slight breeze, and there are sometimes we need the breeze of refreshment. This wasn't the first time God had walked and talked with Adam. And here, once again, comes the Lord God walking towards them. Can you imagine the sound? God walking towards us is so natural for him. He is not aloof. He is not a far away. We may not understand this depending on perhaps what we've grown up with our earthly fathers or our preconceived ideas or what we've experienced. But let me tell you, him walking towards us is so natural because he desires relationship with each of us. This morning, do you need to hear the sound of relationship and connection walking towards you? Are you needing direction, clarity, or refreshing? What part of your life needs to hear that sound? Does your health need to hear that sound? Does your mind need to hear that sound? Does your family need to hear that sound? Do you need encouragement this morning to know that God wants to walk and talk with you? I remember being in a meeting when I was in my early 20s, and the minister was who was preaching was just walking up and down like this part of the stage, and I was sitting in the second row. And as he began to walk up and down, what started out as in the natural, as he started to walk towards where I was sitting, I knew suddenly that had changed from the natural into the supernatural. And I suddenly felt like God was walking towards me. His presence was so tangible in that moment. And I knew that he was wrapping me and clothing me with his presence. Now, I didn't know at the time that my journey to seeing a promise fulfilled was going to take another 22 years. But that encounter of God walking towards me was to hold me for those 22 years that he had me. He had me in the palm of his hand. His presence was wrapping me to bring me that insurance and confidence. Yes, it may take time, but I'm with you every step of the way. And it was like we then walked off together into what was now my life now and seeing that promise fulfilled. He is walking towards you this morning. What do you need from him? What do you need from him in that relationship, in that connection? He is walking towards you because he loves you and he cares for you. And that invitation is for everyone this morning. His presence is with us. His footsteps walking towards us. Let me encourage you, that sound will change you. Have you heard it before? Do you remember it? If not, this morning is your invitation to hear that sound, the sound of Lord God Almighty walking towards you for connection and restoration and relationship, the sound of his presence. When the Ark of the Covenant, which housed the presence of God, came into the Israelites' camp, they gave an almighty shout. It was so loud that the earth shook. Can you imagine it? A cry so loud that the earth shook. They shouted because they knew now that God was with them, and this was their reassurance. 1 Samuel 4:6 says this, "Now when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, 'What does that sound of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews mean?' Then they understood that the ark of the Lord had come into the camp. The Philistines became afraid." Why were they afraid? Because they knew, either through personal experience or stories that they'd heard, how the children of Israel's God fought for them. They had some understanding of what the Ark of the Covenant meant to the children of Israel. This wasn't their first skirmish together. Here we see two armies, one fighting in the natural and one fighting with God, with his power and his strength. I know which army I want to be a part of. They heard the sound of this great shout from the children of Israel. To them, it signified that they could be defeated. They knew that the God of the Hebrews would fight for them. No wonder there was so much rejoicing in the camp. The presence of God, the reality of his presence, it not only restores, not only brings peace and hope and encouragement and direction and clarity, his presence, who he is, will fight for you this morning. He is with you and he will fight for you. And you know what? Each one of us, if we believe in Jesus, we are a carrier of his presence. Not on the outside, but on the inside of us. And the enemy already knows that he is a defeated foe. This morning, do you know what you're carrying? Why does it seem that some people just seem to be so confident and so assured in this, knowing that who they are in Christ? Well, others sometimes seem to struggle. What is it that allows them to be so confident? They know who lives and dwells in them. Who lives in you this morning? It is the God who parted the Red Sea. Who lives in you this morning? It is the God who gives life to barrenness. It is the God who kills the giants. It is the God who restores blind eyes and gives sight and gives hearing. He is the God who lives and dwells in each one of us. He is a miracle worker. He is the way maker, and he has a great plan and destiny for you. Who lives in you? I know this to be true, that the sounds that I make of praise, that you make of praise, gratitude and thankfulness, when heard by the enemy, he cowers in fear. Because a thankful heart doeth good like a medicine. Sickness cowers in fear because he was bruised for our iniquities so we can be made whole. Lack to cower in fear because God is our source and our supply, which is what we heard this morning through Thanksgiving. Disappointment and depression to cower in fear. I'm putting on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness and I will praise my God. Fear to cower because God's love, perfect love, casts out fear. Why? Because it's heard the sound from our mouths of praise, of faith, of hope. It's the sound of victory which continues to resonate. When you hear the sound of his presence, whether it's at church, whether it's in your car or with your friends or walking down the street, the sound of his presence changes the atmosphere. It's in these moments that we need to pause and we need to receive. Those moments when we sense his presence, we need to take a moment to hear and see what he's wanting to say to us. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. In his presence, there is peace, there is power, and there is hope. Not only does he want you to hear the sound of relationship and the sound of his presence, he also wants us to hear the sound of strategy. In Joshua 6, the children of Israel came up against the city of Jericho. It was an unconquerable walled city. Upon seeing that, I could imagine the conversations going around with the people. How are we going to get past this wall? How are we even going to see this wall coming down? I've heard that it's impenetrable. I heard that it is foolproof. What are we going to do? How are we going to get around this? Can't we just walk around and keep going? Do you see a wall in front of you? You might ask yourself, how did this happen? How did the wall get so big? What started off as a small issue has now become huge. What started off as a small disagreement has now become large. What started out as a small problem has now got out of control. It seemed in the natural impossible to defeat, but with the sound of God's strategy, what seemed impossible became possible. And Joshua shared the strategy with the people. Do you know that God has a strategy for our walls this morning? He has a strategy to see those walls in our hearts and our lives come down in the name of Jesus. God doesn't want you to be left thinking, oh, what can I do? I don't know how to get through this. I don't know how I'm going to get past this. God has a strategy for you this morning. They were to walk around the city, and when they heard the sound of the trumpet, they were to shout with a great shout. And what happened? For most of us that know what happened, that seemingly impenetrable wall came crashing down with an almighty roar. Can you imagine the sound of the walls coming down? It would have been so loud. You would have had to run back out of the way of all those stones coming down. It would have been a loud sound as those walls came tumbling down. Why did the walls need to come down? So the children of Israel could move forward and further into the land that God had promised them. No more wandering around, but moving forward and advancing. Not coming back to this city once again, but moving forward into all that God had for them. Moving forward to conquer, to claim what was theirs that given by God. They heard the sound of God's strategy. They heard the sound of the trumpet, and then they heard the sound of the wolves coming down. This was also to encourage the people to follow God's plan in faith, to show them that God's strategies defy the natural and bring breakthroughs. God's strategies defy the natural and bring healings. God's strategies defy the natural and bring miracles and breakthroughs in the name of Jesus and deliverances in the name of Jesus. Are there walls in our lives that need to come down? Are there walls in our relationships or marriages or families that need to come down? Things that we may circle but come back to. We may circle the wall, take a look and go, it's just too hard. and move on. Then come back to it another time, circle the wool, take a look and go, oh, I don't know how this is ever going to come down and keep moving on. Then you come back to it again. You keep circling that wool, thinking, how is this ever going to come down in my life? These walls need to come down so we can continue to move forward into and grow into all that God has for us. The sound of strategy is coming into people's lives and households in the name of Jesus. You know, there was a married couple who had bought a property. They'd been living in it for years. And one day the husband decided to go and buy another property. But he didn't tell his wife about that. He just assumed that the first house would sell quickly so it wouldn't be an issue. But suddenly they found themselves with two mortgages and two properties because the first house didn't sell straight away. And that became a bit stressing time for them, as you can imagine, the financial burden. So they went to see their pastor about it. And he said to them, said to the husband, did you ask your wife about before making this decision? Did you talk to her about it? And he said, oh, no, I didn't. And then the pastor asked him, did you ask God about this major decision? He said, oh, no, I didn't. And here, then the man heard the sound of strategy from the pastor. What I believe you need to do is ask for forgiveness for your wife for not asking her about this before making this decision, and then do the same with God. So he did, and as soon as he did that, about a week or two later, the house sold, and then they only were down to one mortgage. That wall of financial hardship came down with the sound of God's strategy in their hearts and their lives. They outworked the strategy, and it restored their marriage and their relationship in this particular issue. You know, this morning I really felt the Holy Spirit say he wants to encourage couples this morning, it's not too late to have that conversation that is needed to bring you both back as a couple onto the same page regarding a particular issue. He is with you and he will lead you and guide you through that time. Why is it that God's strategies work? Because his power, who he is, can overcome any obstacle, any barrier, anything in the natural that seems impossible. His strategies work because he is God Almighty. How do we hear the sound of his strategies? The Holy Spirit speaks to us, and it can be through the Word of God. It could be through others. So I encourage you to be open to the Holy Spirit. You might be in a conversation with somebody, and suddenly you hear words of guidance. You hear words that are, you know, are sound and wise, and it might be something that you're needing to hear at that particular time. You might remember a particular scripture, or you might be reading your Bible and something stands out to you. You know, Paul encourages us in Romans 15:4, and it says, for whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scripture, we might have hope. This morning, we have hope as we read the scriptures. His word brings us encouragement. His word gives us life. His word gives us hope this morning. If you know that there are walls that need to come down in your life, strategy is coming to your household this morning, and he will give you the way. He will show you what to do, and you will hear the sound of strategy. Walls coming down in the name of Jesus. What has seemed impossible is possible with God. Miracles that have you've been thinking, God, how's this ever going to happen? With God, miracles are taking place. You are about to hear the sounds of deliverance. You are about to hear the sounds of healings. You are about to hear the sound of life being restored. You're about to hear the sound of eyes being opened, ears hearing the voice of God. This morning, his strategy is coming into your life. His word is encouragement on your journey. He is with you. He will lead you. He will guide you, and he will protect you. Read his word. You will hear the sound of strategy and encouragement. See the walls come down. Let his word guide you and lead you. Hear the sound of strategy for your own life, for your marriages, for your relationships, for your children, for your miracle, for your healing. Not only does God want you to hear the sound of relationship and the sound of his presence and the sound of strategy, he wants you to hear the sound of restoration. Imagine the scene with Ezekiel and the dry bones that we read about in Ezekiel 37. The Lord showed Ezekiel a valley full of dry bones, bones that had no life, no breath, and definitely no plan to follow and outwork. These dry bones were scattered in the valley. They were no longer doing what they had been made to do, which was to be a vast army. And Ezekiel 37, the Lord shows Ezekiel the dry bones, and Ezekiel was able to confirm that the bones are indeed dry. Ezekiel was then instructed to prophesy to the bones, to hear the word of the Lord and see life come back into the bones. And in verse 7 it says, "So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together bone to bone." Can you imagine the sound that he heard? The sound the bones were made when they began to rattle and join back together. It would have been loud, almost deafening, because this had been a vast army. And in verse 8 it says, "Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them." And in verse 10 it says, "So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army." Imagine the sound Ezekiel heard when the Spirit of God began to breathe life into the dry bones. Imagine the sound of life, of restoration and hope that he would have heard. And that's what God does. He restores, he brings refreshing, he brings hope and life, and not only life, but life to the full. Is there something that you need to see restored in your life this morning? Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's something that you used to do but don't do anymore. Like the dry bones had once been an army. Maybe you've hit a wall of tiredness or lethargy and you just need his presence to come and bring refreshment to you this morning. Refreshing into your life with the breath of the Holy Spirit. Some of you have been praying for a really long time for loved ones to be saved. And this morning, hearing the sound of restoration coming into their life, the breath of Almighty God coming into their situation and bringing hope and bringing salvation and deliverance. See them come to know Jesus. This morning, that is his heart's cry for each one of us as he walks towards us this morning, because it's so natural for the mighty God to do is to walk towards us. It's to bring life. It's to bring hope. It's to bring salvation. It's to bring restoration. That's what he desires with each one of us, is relationship with him. To see those walls coming down. To see life coming back into situations. See life coming back into relationships and loved ones. This morning, the sound of relationship. The sound of his presence. The sound of strategy and the sound of restoration. What sound are you needing to hear in your life this morning? What sound is your family needing to hear this morning? What sound are your loved ones needing to hear this morning? Because the Lord God is walking towards you right now. Let's just stand in his presence.